Hi everyone, welcome back to Southern Ghost Stories, where we talk about some of the most haunted places in the South. I'm your host Chelsea, along with Alan.
Hey there.
Hopefully you checked out our last podcast on the Pink Palace in Old Louisville, Kentucky. If you're interested in finding out more information about the house or other haunted locations in Louisville, check out our Louisville Ghost Map app, which allows you to customize your own ghost tour along with our books, Southern Ghost Stories, Historical Hauntings, Ghosts of Gallatin, and Haunted Hotels, all available on Amazon.com as well as select retailers in Tennessee. Today, we're going to talk about O.C. White in St. Augustine, Florida. Alan, you want to go ahead and give us some background on the restaurant and bar?
Originally built by a prominent businessman, Don Miguel, in 1790, the Spanish colonial-style building made from coquina served as one of the first hotels in St. Augustine. In the 19th century, the hotel was bought by the family of General William Worth. Worth was a decorated general who was instrumental in ending the Second Seminole War. After General Worth died from cholera during the Mexican-American War, his wife Margaret moved to St. Augustine to raise her children. Due to her devotion to her church, Margaret became a prominent member of the community there in St. Augustine. She lived in the home until 1860. The home then passed on to her daughter Mary and her husband, who lived there until 1904.
The building changed hands numerous times until it was bought by George Potter, who owned the now famous Potter's Wax Museum in St. Augustine. Potter had the house moved stone by stone and beam by beam across the street, where it had a much better view of the bay. In the mid-1980s, the director of real estate for Wendy's Old Fashioned Hamburgers saw the old Worth house while on vacation in St. Augustine. Even though the house was in bad shape and falling apart, the company bought the property. After sinking in $500,000 for renovations and working closely with the St. Augustine Historical Society, the fast food restaurant opened the old house in 1987. Kathy and David White bought the property in 1991. David actually grew up in the old house and opened a bar and later a seafood restaurant in the building.
The house is believed to be haunted by the spirit of Margaret Worth, the old general's widow. When the building was turned into a restaurant in 1991, it caught fire after the grand opening. In one of the rooms that sustained heavy damage, one of the walls was completely destroyed, with the exception of a picture of the Worth house, which was untouched by the blaze. Margaret has also been spotted on the staircase by numerous employees. They've also heard her footsteps going up and down the stairs as well.
Since the bar was expanded and is now a restaurant as well, Margaret hasn't been as active. According to legend, she was very active in her church and very much against alcohol. Even though Margaret has loosened up a little, it doesn't mean that she condoned drinking in her old house.
One employee told me that one day, when it was really slow, they were standing around the bar downstairs when all of a sudden they heard a loud noise. Six different shelves behind the bar fell at the same time, breaking over half of O.C. White's liquor bottles. One night, the manager was closing up when he heard a loud dragging noise. When he ran upstairs, he found that all of the bar stools that had been stacked on top of the bar had all been pushed to the corner of the room. But the word pushed is an understatement. The manager told me when he tried to put them back, he had to pry them out of the corner since they had been packed in with so much force.
In addition to the bar stools, other things have been known to move around the restaurant, only to be found somewhere else later. Lights have been known to turn themselves off and on, and candles have even been known to relight themselves after being blown out on the second floor.
The door on the balcony on the second floor has been known to open on its own in the middle of the night after the restaurant's already shut down. One of the managers told me that he used to get calls from the alarm company telling him the door had opened, even though he personally locked it and made sure he shut it before leaving a few hours before. Like a lot of haunted places, voices had been heard in various parts of the restaurant late at night when nobody was in the building. But the creepiest thing I heard, as told to me by a server, one night when the restaurant shut down, some employees were standing around talking when one of the servers noticed one of the manager's pockets was smoking. The server told me her first thoughts were that he had been outside smoking and put a cigarette into a cigarette box and it started to burn through his clothes. But the manager pulled out his cigarettes, and not only were they not burned, they were all intact. Something else strange I heard was one of the servers walked up to the bar one day and felt a tug on his apron. He turned around and nobody was there, but something managed to untie his apron and yank it right off of him. There are a lot of people who have had experiences at O.C. White's. In fact, every employee I talked to had an experience of their own. Even Mary White, one of the owners, told me about seeing Margaret Worth coming down the stairs. But as cool as all the paranormal activity is, to me the coolest thing about the restaurant is the big pirate that you see in the dining room as soon as you walk in the door. The life-size pirate is actually made of wax and was given to the restaurant from Potter's Wax Museum. He sits in the dining room and is pretty menacing. When I first saw him, I thought it was an employee dressed up like a pirate to greet their guest. He's really cool, and it's something you really need to check out in the restaurant. The food's really good, too. I got some coconut shrimp last time I was there, and it was out of this world. It's hard to get good seafood in Nashville, so I really enjoy eating at places like O.C. White's, where it's really, really fresh. O.C. White's is less than 100 yards away from other haunted places like Casa de Solana and the Kenwood Inn. There's a lot to see and do in St. Augustine, and the good thing about the town is just about every single place has a good ghost story.
We hope you enjoyed this episode on O.C. White's. If you would like to learn more about haunted locations around St. Augustine, download the St. Augustine Ghost Map app in iTunes and Google Play. Also, be sure to check out our website, southernghoststories.com, along with our books, Southern Ghost Stories, Historical Hauntings, Ghost of Gallatin, and Haunted Hotels. Feel free to leave a comment or send us a message on our Facebook or Instagram accounts. Let us know about any creepy experiences you've had, and feel free to give us some ideas on new locations you'd like to hear about on future shows.
Be sure to subscribe and leave a 5-star review. Those reviews are pretty helpful, and we appreciate everyone who's taking a few minutes to do it for us. Please check back with us next time as we head back to New Orleans to talk about Pirate's Alley and historic Jackson Square.
Today, we're going to talk about O.C. White's in... What? Is that right?
Yes, O.C. White's.
Okay. Alan, you want to go ahead and give us some background on the restaurant and bar?
No, not really. I'm kind of sleepy.
Well, then let's go.
Do I sound sleepy on this episode?
You always sound sleepy on your episodes.
That's not very nice.
Bueller. Bueller.
Is it that bad?
No. Some days it is, but no. And the mid.
What?
Nothing.
What? You're tickled about something. You playing on your phone?
No.
We're trying to record a professional podcast over here.
Mm-hmm.
One employee told me that one day, when it was really slow, they were standing around the bar downstairs when all of a sudden they heard a loud noise. 6 different shelves behind the bar fell at one time, breaking over half of the establishment's liquor bottles. That was a flub.
In the mid-1980s, the director of real estate for Wendy's Old Fashioned Hamburgers saw the old Worth House while on vacation in St. Augustine. Even though the house was in bad shape and falling apart, the company bought the property. Ugh, I feel like I'm just not getting this out.
Why does toilet paper roll downhill?
Why?
To get to the bottom.
That was terrible.